Shalom to all! Today we're going to be discussing Kehillim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Ches, and on to Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Aleph, and today's Mishnah are being learned with Chos HaSabas Rachel, Shishi B'Zachar Avraham Yerzevu Hagon, Bikar of Mamesh. Now we go into a detailed discussion regarding keys. We have already mentioned keys earlier in the Masechta, and what's considered a kli that's whole, and Edom Kabel Tomo, or not Edom Kabel Tomo, so we're going to have a number of different descriptions. The Mishnah tells us, Mavteach Shel Arkuva, a key that's like an Arkuva. Now Arkuva is a knee, K-N-E-E, like the thing on your body that connects the thigh and the leg. That's the knee, so the key is shaped like a knee. In other words, instead of just being a straight piece that has teeth at the end, it kind of zigzags like an S. It's straight, makes a 90-degree turn, and then once again straightens itself out with another 90-degree turn. That's what it means, Mavtech of Arkuva. Shenishbar mitoich Arkuva, so says the Mishnah. It broke at the knee part. It broke at that bend. Tar, it's not even Kabel Toma anymore. That's because it's not long enough and can't be fully inserted into the lock. Whereas Behuda Mitame, Rebuda says it still could be Kabel Toma, but Neishu Paisech by Mifnim. That's because it still could be used from the inside of the door. The length of the key is really necessary when you're on the outside of the door, so then it has to be inserted all the way in order to be able to open it. However, if you're on the inside, your key actually could be shorter, and therefore, since this key, even though it's broken and is short, is able to be used from the inside, it still has the din of a kli, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could be mekabel toma. Now, onto another type of key, v'shel gam, if it's shaped like the Greek letter gamma, G-A-M-M-A, it's basically just like a regular L, shenishmar b'toch gumai, if it broke at that bend, tahar, so it's not mekabel toma at all, because it can't be used for anything, it's too short. What about the following, still discussing keys? Hayu by chafin unikavim. This is somewhat of a master key, and it has both chafin and kavim, which means it has teeth sticking out. Those are the chafin, and the kavim are grooves or indentations inside the key. So it has these two different types. Tame, it's a mekabel toma. Now nitlu chafin, if the teeth were removed, tame b'nei nekavim, it's still mekabel toma because of the nekavim, because of the grooves inside it, and it's not munikavim, if the grooves were closed up, they were sealed up, tame b'nei chafin, it's still mekabel toma because of the chafin, because of the teeth that are sticking out of it. However, nitl chafin stat munikavim, if the teeth were removed and the grooves were sealed up, or they expanded or bent into each other, which for all intents and purposes means that the key can't be used anymore, tar, so then it's not mekabel toma anymore. Now that finishes the key discussion. Onto something else, misanenes shel chardol, a mustard strainer, and this is not talking about the mustard that we have nowadays, which is already made in a bottle, you could squeeze it out easily over your hot dog or hamburger. This is referring to the good old original mustard seed that after the crop was harvested and the seeds were removed from the chaff, so now they need a misanenes, a filter or a sifter to sift out all that chaff, so they just have the seed. This is misanenes, the strainer, three of the holes ended up breaking open and now they merged together into one large hole, tahir, it's not mekabel toma anymore because it's not able to be used properly. And one more kli, v'afarches shel matachos tameya. This afarches made out of metal is tameya because it's a kli in its own right. What's this afarches? The proper term for it is a hopper, H-O-P-P-E-R. It's basically a large funnel that's meant for pouring grain in the top, and then it goes through the narrow part of the funnel on the bottom, slowly entering its way into the mill where it gets ground into flour. So this hopper, this afarches, is considered a kli in and of its own right. Even though it's used for the mill, it's still considered something by itself, and therefore it's able to be mekabel toma. And with this, we conclude our discussions of metal kalim that went on for a good couple prakim. And moving on to Perek Tes Vav, we now go on to discuss other types of kalim. That's what the Mishnah tells us. Clay eitz, clay ur, clay etzem, clay zchuches, kalim made out of wood, leather, bone, or glass. So here we have a din that we already had in the beginning of the Masechta, which is chazarit, because that was quite some time ago. Pshutehen, tahirin, if they're pashut, if they're smooth, they're flat, they don't have a base kibul, they don't have receptacle, so the tar, they can't be mekabel toma, umekablehen, Tamein, but if they have a base kibul, they have a receptacle, they are mekabel toma. Also, nishbru, if the kli was tame, but then it was broken, taheru, and now is tahar. And chazar v'asman kalim, if he now took these broken pieces and remade them again into kalim, the same ones or different ones, mekablem toma mikanu laba, they're only mekabel toma from then on. They don't regain their original din of toma. As we had said, that was a unique din only by metal kalim that became tame, that were broken and remade. They regain their original din of toma, but with all these kalim, if they became tame, broken and then remade, they're still tahar, they're only mekabel toma from now and on because now they're considered a brand new kli. Now we have a discussion of a number of different types of kalim. Hashida, which is like a wooden chest, v'hateva, a box, v'hamigdal, a closet, kaver sakash, a basket made out of straw, which is what we might call a wicker basket, or v'kaver sakonim, a basket made out of reeds, ubar sfina alexandris, and the bar, the water cistern in an Alexandrian ship. The reason why we're pointing this out specifically is because the ships that would travel to Alexandria had to be very large, and since they were traveling on the salty sea, so they needed to have a very large storage tank for water in the boat, and that's what this bar is. It's this water cistern storage tank for drinking water on this boat. So in these cases, shiesh lahem shulayim, if they have a bottom, they're able to stand on their own. And they hold 40 sav liquids. Shehim kurayim beyavesh. That's 2 kar of dry material. Harei elu tahirin. They're not able to be mekabel toma. And that's because there's a special din regarding all these kalim that they have to be able to be metatal, male vereka. And you have to be able to carry them full and empty. And if these things are able to hold 40 sav liquids or 2 kar of dry, that's really the same thing. So that means that when they're full, they're not able to be carried. They're just simply too large or too big, too heavy, and they do not have a din of a regular kli, and therefore they're not able to be mekabel toma, and that's even if they're empty. However, shar kol kalim, all other kalim, bein mekablin, bein ein mekablin, whether or not they're able to hold 40 sav liquids, tamein, they still are able to be mekabel toma, and that's because even if they're very large and they hold 40 sav liquids, or again, 2 kar of dry, since they were designed to be like that, and they're designed to be carried around and moved about, so they're able to be mekabel toma. Divrei Meir, that's Rameir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says as follows, dardar agala, a water barrel that's attached to a carriage. It was agala, this carriage, this wagon, it's going from place to place, and they wanted to have a drinking source with them. They had a special barrel for water that they would attach to this wagon, v'kustos hamalachim, and a special compartmentalized chest. It was carried around with kings. It had all different boxes and cubbies and compartments that were meant for storing kelim and food and whatnot. V'areva so abdonim, and the areva, the trough that was used by abdonim, hide tanners, they basically would put their hides in this trough, and they would soak them, and that's what they would use as part of the tanning process. Ubar sfina ketana, or the water cistern water storage tank of a small ship or boat, the aroin, and a chest. Afal pisha makablin, even though they are large enough, and they hold 40 sav liquids, tamein, they still are makabel toma. Why is that? She'ena nasuin litaltal ala masha b'soichon, because they're only designed to be able to carry that which is inside them, and is really what we had just said in Shitas Rav Meir, and so it turns out that Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir are not arguing, namely, if the kli, even if it's very large, was designed to be like this, it was made to be carried around from one place to another, even if it needs multiple people, or if it has to be attached to a wagon in order to be able to transport it, that doesn't make a difference, since it's meant to be moved to and fro from here to there and from there to here. So even though it's extremely large and holds a lot of liquid or dry stuff, it's still even makabel toma. Now Mishnah continues, ashar kol kalim, all other kalim, hamakablin tahirin, if they're able to hold 40 sav liquids, so that means they're too big and they're not makabel toma, whereas shein makablin, if they don't hold 40 sav liquids, tamein, so then they are even makabel toma. Now the Mishnah clarifies, ein bein divrei Meir l'divrei Rabbi Yehuda ela revas balabayis. The only difference between Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the only thing they're arguing about, is a trough used by a balabayis. For example, he needs his dough in it or something like that. So if it's so large that it holds 40 saw, so specifically this kli, which is a subject of machlekes between Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda. Rameh does not list this kli at all. He was describing things that are large that cannot become tameh, and since he did not list this as something that can't become tameh, he would hold that it could become tameh. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, who did it the other way around, he listed kalim that are able to be mekabel toma, even though they're very large, and since this was not listed in Rabbi Yehuda's description of different kalim that could be mekabel toma, even though they're very large, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is not able to be mekabel toma. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel with more discussions of wood and leather kalim, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.